Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hello, inspired listeners. Hello, spiritual prospectors out there. Welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on Om Times Radio, the voice of consciousness. I am your co-host, Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, and just want to say thank you so much for joining us every Wisdom Wednesday. Today, we're going to have a great show. I am excited to have Mastin Kipp on. We're trying to connect him right now into Skype, so hopefully Mastin will be coming on here in just a second if he's on the line. Hi, Mastin. Are you there?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can. Talk about the right at the last minute making it work, and you have to love technology. Just was opening the show real quick, and so we'll just go through Skype if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here on Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. And I want to introduce my co-host, who's down in Encino, California, Kim Falcon, founder of Love First. Hi, Kim. How you doing today?
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mastin. Boy, am I excited for the show today. There's a lot of energy already building up around this. I feel the excitement. And I am excited to be here. As Mark said, I'm the founder of Love First. And if there's anything I can do to help you live a happier and more purposeful and meaningful life, please don't hesitate to reach out to me at lovefirst.info. That's lovefirst.info. I want to give just a quick shout out too to the people who stopped by the Westlake Village Spiritual Center last week, where I had the chance to meet a lot of you in person at this psychic fair. Boy, did like back-to-back readings for 6 hours straight, beautiful messages from loved ones and also from people's guidance. So thank you for sharing in that time with me. So Mark, there's a whole lot of ways that people can keep in touch with us today. I'll go through that on social media if you'd like to interact with us. And our show today and every week, you can find us under Facebook, Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram, Inspired for Us, Google Plus, Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. You can send through questions on social media. You can learn about our upcoming guests and just interact. Okay.
All right. Welcome back.
Welcome back. So, Mastin, continue on with your thoughts about discovering one soul's purpose.
Yeah. So as I was saying, I think that there's a real there's a spiritual answer, and there's a really grounded answer, and both answers are simple. And there's a difference between simple and easy. I'm not sure if you guys caught where I said, you know, E equals MC squared is a very simple equation that's not very easy to understand. So the very basic idea of purpose in like on a grounded human, what can I do today level is it's about tapping into the emotions that you want to feel. The reason why you set goals, whether it's a relationship goal, whether it's a financial goal, a spiritual goal, if it's a goal to not have a goal, whatever your goal is, you do it because you think it's going to produce a feeling of love, joy, connection, whatever it might be, pride, significance. And so all of us have primary emotions that we're trying to feel. And you got to get really crystal clear on what yours are, because what yours are and what mine are very different. And not just that, but how you meet those needs is very different as well. So what it takes for you to feel love is very different than what it takes for me to feel love. And so it's about really becoming self-aware of like, what are the primary emotions that drive me? And then what does my behavior have to be in order to bring those emotions forward and to recognize that I am responsible for creating those emotions. And most people live what I call an emotional debt, meaning they put the government, other people, a relationship, something outside themselves. They make that more important and where they consume their emotional needs rather than realizing that it's up to them to generate it. And generating your emotions and creating, being a creator in your life can be very challenging if there's any trauma in your past, because it's going to require you to step out into uncertainty and to trust your intuition and to step into a life that you haven't quite experienced yet. So it's a very simple idea that is very difficult to implement. But if I just had to summarize it, it's an emotion that you want to feel, and it's your responsibility to bring it forward and to then give it away in the form of service to others. On a spiritual level, our purpose is soul growth, and we learn through contrast. And so many times, you know, we will be put into a traumatic experience or have parents who don't love us or not get our needs met in some various way so that we can step into the person or being it takes to have the experience of joy, love, connection, or whatever it might be. And so there's a growing aspect here. You know, I love bodybuilding and weights, and the way that you grow muscle is you rip it apart so it can heal. And I think that in very many ways, our hearts and soul are very much the same way, is that we have the separation experience, and our goal is to find our way sort of back home and be conscious about it. You know, children are blessed with it. They're unconscious about it. It's just who they are. As you get into adulthood, to be consciously connected, even in spite of past trauma, I mean, that's kind of the goal. So, you know, and I could go on and on and on about my theories about why trauma happens. But ultimately, it's about, you know, getting clear on how you want to feel, stepping into a conscious creator mindset where you're not a victim to what's happening to you, and viewing all the challenges and what's coming up for you in your life as an opportunity to, you know, create your own circumstances and then serve others. So that would be sort of my, if I had to bottle it up as quickly as possible, what purpose is for me.
That is, there are so many different elements to your response, Matt, and I was just, a lot of like really important pieces of information there. One of the keywords that I remember you saying, though, is responsibility. And people have the responsibility to themselves to create change for themselves. And, you know, one, doing inner work, right? I mean, a lot of people just want best answers. They want to change things for themselves without doing the inner work. And that's not possible, right?
That's right. you know, it's like, I don't like to rag on things, but the law of attraction
and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Sparky the Fire Dog here. Protect your family from fire. Make sure your home has smoke alarms in every bedroom, outside your sleeping areas, and on every level of your home, even your basement. For games and activities, go to sparky.org.
We want to keep you, your family, and your community safer from fire. This message brought to you by the National Fire Protection Association and your local fire department. Visit sparky.org.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Mastin Kipp. Sorry for the technical problems we seem to be having, but and Mastin's just been sharing such insightful, great information with us. So we'll try and keep everything going here. Mastin, before we left to break, you were talking about the importance of doing the inner work, the responsibility that we have to ourselves to do that.
Yes. And by the way, part of that is how you choose to respond to stressful situations like technology not working. So, you know, it's all good, you know. So I think what I've observed in the world, but in the spiritual community, and a lot of religious communities, is that there's this idea that God or source or spirit is some version of some higher power outside of you that you're at cause or at the whim of in a very sort of superstitious way, rather than recognizing that you have an opportunity to be, you know, use your free will wisely. All the great spiritual teachers demonstrated the power of free will. Jesus in the garden before he got crucified decided to do that. Buddha under the Bodhi tree decided to sit there. There's a real active participation in growth, which is really important. But the other thing that's really important to understand is that you can be victimized, meaning something bad has happened to you that's outside of your control. What all the great teachers will teach us, all the great teachings, the great therapeutic models, the transformational models, Viktor Frankl, what we know is that it's not just what happens to you that matters. It's how you choose to respond and engage with what happens to you. And so you got to, well, the most important question you can ask yourself is, what does this mean? Does this mean it's the end? Does it mean it's their fault? Does it mean I'm never going to have love again? Does it mean that I'm just the fat one who's never going to get, you know, in shape? Does it mean that I'm just going to let things fall where they may and, you know, not really participate and then blame a higher power because I didn't try? Like, or does it mean that I get to grow and become more? And does it mean that I get to be hungry and really decide to be intentional about my living? And so I think, you know, it's vastly important that for every mala bead and meditation that we do, to also, you know, add in 10 parts participation, and you know, be not just, you know, aware of taking responsibility for the problem and how you're showing up, but even more so taking responsibility for your part in the solution, which I think is a big missing link that I've seen, because it's very easy to blame other people, very difficult to get, yes, you know, clear on, well, what are we going to do about it, you know?
Right. And so, Masson, I just want to let the listeners know where they can find you and get more of this great information that you're sharing with us today.
Oh.
You can find Masson at MassonKip.com, MassonKip.com, and then on social media at MassonKip. Now, you do so many things out there in terms of how you help people, and I was looking at all the information that you provide from your book to the helpful blogs that you do with the video attached and all of the programs and the retreats you're doing. You want to share with us a little bit about what some of your upcoming projects and retreats are?
Oh, wow. That's really kind of you. Well, so I think we're sort of dialing back a little bit because I have a book coming out next year. And so we're really focused on that book, which is in September of next year, which is a long way away.
But Mass, and I just want to say with great enthusiasm that we've already spoken to some folks about having you back on around
oh
that.
Oh my goodness, that's exciting.
We're wow. On it over here.
All right. Wow. Okay. Cool. Well, that's an honor. Thank you for that. That's awesome.
Our honor too.
Yeah, we just have a couple retreats that we do. I have a retreat coming up in December in Bali called Enter the Heart. It's an 11-day immersion, all about purpose and sort of rewiring yourself. It's a rapid transformation. You know, I do interventions sort of in the same lineage as Tony Robbins. And so we do a lot of like get to the heart of the matter stuff over 11 days. And we use Bali as our seminar room. So that's coming up in December. And then we have various retreats next year around, you know, building businesses online, and also that same Bali retreat, but it'll be in Maui next year, so in Hawaii. So those are pretty much the only sort of projects that we have like imminently. And then, you know, other than that, it's just, you know, our weekly blog, podcast, and just kind of serving with content as much as I can.
Yes, and also, but the programs that you offer too, you've got some great programs in place that you make available, online programs, correct?
Yes, we do a couple what we call launches. If you don't know what that means, it's just that we make our programs available during certain periods of time because I like to be with my peeps as they're going through something, and I can't dedicate an entire year to be coaching people every week. So we do have a program called Claim Your Power, which is a program all about helping you find your purpose that we'll probably be releasing again in the new year, right around January 1st or so. People seem to be I think you can change your life at any time. But, you know, that January 1st marker seems to be on people's time, you know, their mind a lot. So it's a good time for us to kind of, you know, get active in helping people transform their life. So we'll probably be doing something again with that in January.
That's awesome. And I love how you said you can change your life at any time. It doesn't have to be just in the New Year's, right?
That's right. 100%.
So now one of the things that I also noticed that you offer too is meditations, or that's coming soon. So people will be able to meditate with you on an ongoing basis. Is that correct?
Yes. You guys have done your homework. That's so cool. Yeah. I put together some Kundalini yoga meditations with music that I created They're just morning and evening meditations to really anchor you sort of in your purpose so that you can set yourself up to have a great day and then kind of let go of the stuff that you're holding on to in the evening. It really helps bring your mind to a focus. And so one of my favorite things that I do live is, you know, guided meditations. And I've been told that one of my superpowers is making people cry in 10 minutes or less in a good way. I promise you that that meditations will not be boring. You will not fall asleep from boredom, maybe from relaxation, and they'll be powerful. So, that's one of my favorite things to do is to create an emotional experience with sound and music. It's a lot of fun.
So
and maybe
I'm gonna do
tears
something.
Of joy.
Hopefully.
So, Mason, I want to do something different. This is kind of off the cuff, and I know that you are
sure.
Very authentic, and you love to do this stuff. I have a lot of your quotes up, and you inspire me every day with all of your quotes. I'm just curious, out of all the quotes that you've come up, and I'm just going to read some for the inspired listeners out there around the world. So here's one. What you put up with, you end up with. Holding on to the past is the riskiest choice you can make, because when you hold on to the past, you erase any chance that you can change. Let's see. What's another one? Self-respect is earned by keeping your word to yourself. Perfectionism is fear of failure disguised as a high standard. That's one of my favorite ones because I tend to be a perfectionist. But I think one of my favorite is what you put up with, you end up with. Out of all of your quotes, and again, if you want to check out Mason's quotes and his inspirations, just head on over to his Facebook page. You can find all of them right there. What is one of your favorites? What inspires you out of all of these different quotes that you have?
Gosh.
Told you it was off
the cuff. It's really – I mean, I'll be honest. It's really hard to be inspired by your own words, you know. Like I'm still surprised that people like them. You know, like it's strange to me. But I guess, I don't know. I think that they're mine, and I think they all sort of come from my heart. I think if I had to have one that is probably my favorite one, it would probably have to be one that I wrote as a pen name. And people, whenever I post it, people who know me for a while think it's actually they say that's not you, Mason. That's actually this other guy. But the other guy was me as a pen name, which they didn't know, and then I correct them. But it's a quote. It's a poem actually called Everything, and it's basically all about essentially looking at like everything that's happening, not happening to you, but happening for you. And it's sort of a 7 to 10 line poem all about like kind of how to switch things around and sort of see things in that way. I don't have it memorized off the top of my head, but if you just search like, you know, I think it's just Mason Kipp Everything. Or Jackson Kittered, which is my pen name, Jackson Kittered Everything, it can come up. And it's just really a good way to kind of, you know, get your mind right around the blocks and the circumstances and the frustrations that you're going through and see them for something a little bit more valuable than just something to complain about.
That is great. So, like I said, it was off the cuff. I just thought it would be kind of fun to talk
about.
Yeah,
no, it's good. Good.
I figured you'd like that. So I did my homework as well when you came to Seattle. I didn't get a chance to actually meet you in person. I was kind of sitting in the back just kind of watching everything. But one of the things that stuck out to me that you were talking about that I think is very important is your emotional hierarchy. And I actually had taken a picture of a few of the slides that you had up during the workshop, and you talked about 1 of self, 2 of higher power, and 3 of others. Do you want to just talk a little bit about your emotional hierarchy and the importance of that and just kind of go into a little bit more depth before we go to our last break here?
Yeah, sure. So essentially, you know, if your purpose is an emotion that you have to find and create, you have to take on responsibility of bringing that forward first and foremost. So many people will outsource this to other people. They'll outsource it to circumstances. Right now, maybe the election cycle, for gosh sake. And so you got to really understand that you are responsible for generating how you want to feel. And then right after that, it's about connecting with your higher power. And what does it take for you to feel connected to your higher power? For everybody, it's different. And then third, once you're knowing what your needs are, once you're connected to a higher power, then we can talk about being of service to other people. Then we can talk about, you know, your family, your partner, your relationship, your business partner, whoever it might be. Because if you're coming into a relationship from a deficit, A, you're not going to be the best person for that person to really, you know, show up in a big way. But B, you're going to be hiding in your relationships because you're going to make somebody else responsible for the work that you should be doing and that you're meant to be doing. And, you know, no one, no matter how amazing they are, will ever live up to that expectation. And you can really hide behind the blame of others. So I help people kind of go from a hierarchy of like other people and then really switching it from that being first to really themselves first. And it's a monumental shift. It's a huge shift.
Wow.
It seems simple, but it's very, very, very courageous to go on that journey.
Yeah, it is courageous. And that's why they call it a leap of faith, right? It's not easy. We have to make a choice, take a chance, and watch the changes of our life unfold. But that leap of faith can be challenging. So,
well, I mean,
Master,
when you have an aspiration – oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say we're gonna be hearing some whistling music coming up here real shortly here as we go into the last break. But we do have a couple questions submitted. So when we come back from our last break here, I want to ask those questions from some of our inspired listeners and just get your response. And just having a whole lot of fun here with our special guest, Mastin Kipp, here on Inspired Living Radio over on Om Times, the voice of consciousness. Stick around. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at deblivmedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim, our very special guest, Mastin Kipp, best-selling author and speaker. And right when we were getting into ask some of our questions, Mastin, we cut right to break. So let me get this question out from that was submitted here. And the question, I don't have a name or where it's from. They're just saying, bear with me here. How to live your best life now is the question they're asking.
How can I live my best life now? Well, I think the first thing you got to really get clear on is defining what does that mean. A lot of people ask me how to set goals, and they say they want more money. I say, well, great, how much? And they go, I don't know. And it's never really true. You do know. But when you admit what you want, it becomes one step closer to being real. And so you have to really get clear about what you actually want, at least on some generally specific outcome. And then living your best life, I think, is synonymous with courage. It's synonymous with facing a fear every single day. You know, for every quote card that you like on Facebook, do 10 courageous things. You know, I think it's like 90% implementation 10% meditation. So I think being in action towards your goal, facing a fear, being courageous around some type of specific outcome that you're going for, and you're sort of detached from the outcome of how you get there, I think it's a really powerful process to living your best life. But it's all emotional. So if you think your best life is, you know, money and success and children and these things, right, like those, you'll use those sources up and you'll be in an emotional debt. To be emotionally wealthy, that's what your best life is all about. So when you really get self-aware around what you want to, how you want to show up, how you want to feel, and you create the best practices in your life to make that happen, and then you come forward in the form of service, then you can pour into your kids, you can pour into your job, you can pour into your clients, you can pour into the world rather than just expecting them to sort of fill up your cup. So without having the specifics of what that means for them, I would say, you know, that would be the process that I would recommend.
I love that. And that ties into our positive affirmation here this month. All that I need is within me. And the other question, Mastin, is how – it is. It really is. It is very true. And we every month we try to do a positive affirmation for our inspired listeners out there. And I just think that this – I love what you just said, and I think it ties into the mantra that we have for this month. The other question we had, how do we get in our own way for happiness and success? How are we our own worst critics, our own worst enemy?
Oh, that's easy. It's programmed in you, in your biology. It's called your amygdala, your hippocampus, your limbic system. That stuff is – that part of the brain is obviously the limbic system is a very important part of the brain. But those fight or flight mechanisms, those stress hormones that are produced, you know, when you have a traumatic experience, you sort of stop development. And so, you know, if you have a trauma when you're 3 or 10 or 15 – you know, that trauma gets, you know, you stop essentially developing emotionally and you live in shame, fear, guilt, powerlessness, whatever it might be. And so, you know, you could be a 55-year-old person who has the emotional development of a 10-year-old. And that's not a bad thing, meaning there's nothing to blame you for. But the reason why that happens is because our nervous system is designed for survival. And so what we have to do is we have to become really aware of, well, how can I start to overcome these survival mechanisms, these survival patterns, and recognize that the thing I think I'm really scared of isn't really something worth being scared of. It's probably a fear that's not going to come true. It's really just a pattern based on past trauma. I have a term I use called a survival pattern, which is any behavior that you elicit or demonstrate that prevents you from moving forward. And it's an irrational fear based on past trauma. And so we basically hurt ourselves until we heal ourselves. And I've worked with a lot of people who have been, you know, sexual trauma, emotional trauma, physical trauma, you name it. And, you know, there's an opportunity here to sort of go beyond the survival mechanism. And it's hard to do that because the survival mechanism within us is not a bad thing. If there's a burning building, we need that thing to get us the heck out of the building. You know, it's an important part of our makeup, but it can, there's a difference between necessary fear and irrational fear. And most of us allow our irrational fears to dominate us sort of almost automatically because the future life that we wish we had, the greater abundance or love or success or whatever it might be, you know, it's a reality that we haven't experienced yet. And so we're being asked to have faith in something that we've never experienced in spite of essentially having all of our fear around survival come up. And so it's a consistent dance between sort of your dreams and what your heart wants and what your intuition is telling you and these survival mechanisms that say, oh yeah, cool, you wanna be in a relationship? Cool. Well, the next time you get into a relationship, you know, he's gonna leave you just like everybody else. Or, you know, you can go start your own business, but you're never gonna make any money just like your dad. And so, like, those are irrational fears. And so the work is really becoming aware of them and then overcoming them and producing a greater emotional positive emotional experience to get you outside of your head to overcome that past traumatic experience, because it's all an emotional game. The name of the game is emotions.
Yeah, and developing emotional intelligence to, you know, your life. And you're right. A lot of people wait for that other shoe to fall. And, you know, I'm a big believer in the acronym of fear, you know, of false evidence appearing real. And I try to tell myself that every day. So I think that's very powerful. So you talked about programming. How can we go about deprogramming to get to this place that you're talking about?
Sure. You need three things. You need a mentor, you need a structure, and a system of support. No one can do it alone. And it needs to be emotional work. So whether it's, EMDR, Kundalini yoga, an intervention, coming to an immersion experience, we work with people over 11 days for 12 hours a day. You could put all those hours over the course of 3 years and nowhere near make as much progress because it's an intense period of time. So I think it's also important to design what we call pattern interrupts in your life, where you're just fully focused on whatever it is that you want to shift, whether it's weight, business, trauma, healing, whatever it might be. So you're fully focused on that and not distracted. And you got to have emotional experiences. That is an emotional experience that traumatized you. You got to override that emotional nervous system with a associated positive emotional experience, which is what you call a breakthrough. However, unless you create a system of support, your breakthrough will just be momentary and you'll revert back to your survival patterning because you're addicted. A lot of us can become addicted to the emotions of fear, shame, guilt, whatever it might be.
Right.
And so, you got to have a structure of support over a period of time. It's very, very difficult, if not impossible, to do it alone.
Mastin, really quickly, what would a support system look like?
There's so many different ones. It could be working. I know that you guys do this type of work. It could be getting a life coach. It could be hiring a therapist. It could be going on a retreat. It could be working with someone long term. It could be, just a weekly yoga practice. I like to combine multiple modalities. What that means is when people work with us, we do the life coaching interventions. We work on their diet and we also work on their breathing and their movement. And so it's a multi-modality. A lot of people will go to yoga, have a breakthrough, but not be able to talk to a therapist about it. A lot of people will go to a therapist, but be so in their head that they never get into their body. And a lot of people will go to do like a cleanse or like work on their food, but never really work on the limiting beliefs that are, causing it in the first place. So I think it's important if you really want to transform your life to really do it from a mind, body, spirit perspective, where you're working on your body, your breath, your mind, getting into the trauma, rewiring it, and finding someone who can help you do that. If it's a business structure, get into a business mastermind or hire a business coach or consultant, but make sure that they're producing the results that you want to achieve. And I also really believe that if you want to get real results, it's you're worth investing in. And so you might invest beyond your comfort zone, but if it's an intuitive yes and you're with someone who is producing the result that you want to achieve, it's worth every single penny and more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Mark. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, just to recap those three things again, I'm curious, when you were at your lowest point, they say when the student is ready, the teacher appears. You talked about mentoring. Is that what happened for you? Did a mentor actually appear and get you on this path today?
Yeah. I mean, I am really stubborn. But literally, I just ended up in the front row of a Tony Robbins event, and he's been my mentor for, 7 years now, whatever it's been. And I make it very intense. My intention to stay close to that environment, it's important. And I have many other mentors. I have health mentors. I have mindset mentors, business mentors, marketing mentors. I'm blessed now to have an abundant life, so I can really kind of have specialists. But you just got to, at the beginning, you just got to be around people who inspire you and lift you up and can call you on your BS. I think that's really, really important because you will BS yourself to death. And the other thing is a lot of people who are in this space – they know spiritual sounding words and they can make their case sound really good, but they're still lying to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is, I think what you were saying before earlier too, is really important about having a comprehensive kind of support group around you so that you're working with all the different layers and aspects of who you are.
Yes.
Right. It's not going to be as helpful if you just look at one aspect of you and the others go kind of unnoticed. That then they just resurface, right?
That's right. Yeah, and I'll give you a brief example because I know we're running short on time. I was recently diagnosed about a year ago with prediabetes. So I went in to find specialists because a prediabetes diagnosis has a lot of potential causes. So I got a brain expert at the Amen Clinics. I have an inflammation expert. I have an epigenetics expert. I have a nutrition expert. I have a hormone expert. I got all five of these guys together, and we created like a 15-page blood panel for me to do. It took me like 15 minutes to give all the blood that it took to do the panel. Looks like we're out of time.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. But everybody, listen.
Well, we'll have you back.
Today. Yeah, we'd love to have you back, Mastin. And for everyone who'd like to learn more about you, MastinKipp.com, be sure to look up all of the great work that he's doing. Mastin, so much. We just appreciate your being with us today. Thank you so much. And wishing you lots of love on your continued path.
Keep it in that gym at 5 a.m. in the morning, Mastin. I know you hate it. Keep it in the gym.
That's right. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, guys.
Everyone.